This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Okay, the most important thing is that it appears the U.S. will avoid default and protect its credit rating. The president announced a debt ceiling package that cuts $1 trillion in federal spending and will cut more later.
It establishes a bipartisan committee of Congress to report back by November with a proposal to further reduce the deficit, which will then be put before the entire Congress for an up or down vote.
A committee to the rescue, like the one that has been working for more than a year on rules for that financial regulation bill?
Okay, the most important thing is that it appears the U.S. will avoid default.
We'll have to see.
Is the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, August 1st, the first day of Ramadan. Again, the deal is in place to raise the debt ceiling, but it still has to gain enough votes in Congress.
And that's at the top of the news. Markets are positively perky on the anticipation that the end is near.
There are still some very important votes to be taken by members of Congress, but I want to announce that the leaders of both parties in both chambers have reached an agreement that will reduce the deficit and avoid default.
That's President Obama last night announcing that deal to raise the debt ceiling that comes in two parts.
The first part of this agreement will cut about $1 trillion in spending over the next 10 years, cuts that both parties had agreed to early on in this process. The result would be the lowest level of annual domestic spending since Dwight Eisenhower was president.
But to achieve that, there will be a special committee of six Democrats and six Republicans to come up with another $1.5 trillion in cuts by Thanksgiving and an up or down vote by Christmas. If the committee fails to agree, across-the-board spending cuts unpopular with each party will automatically go into effect.
The president says it's not the deal he wanted, but it'll have to do for now.
It will allow us to avoid default and end the crisis that Washington imposed on the rest of America. It ensures also that we will not face this same kind of crisis again in 6 months or 8 months or 12 months.
He reminded everyone, though, Congress still has to sign off on this deal.
I want to urge members of both parties to do the right thing and support this deal with your votes over the next few days.
Leaders of both parties have started selling the plan to their rank and file. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says both sides have compromised.
I know this agreement won't make every Republican happy. It certainly won't make every Democrat happy either. But both parties gave more ground than they wanted to, and neither side got as much as it had hoped.
Minority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell is singing a very similar tune.
I'm sure there will be both Democrats and Republicans who, in the end, find the agreement wanting in one way or another. But I believe there will be a strong bipartisan support for this.
The Senate is expected to vote first sometime this afternoon.
But that may be the easy part. The tough battle is expected in the House of Representatives, where conservative Republicans are reportedly unhappy with parts of the plan. Speaker Boehner will try to get them on board.
In spite of our differences, I think we're dealing with reasonable, responsible people who want this crisis to end as quickly as possible.
But since he's likely to have some Democratic support, Boehner won't need every Republican vote today this time. And as always, we want to hear from you. What do you think about the deal that raises the debt ceiling, such as it is? Give us a call at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE.
Some other stories we're following this morning. Witnesses we spoke to say Syrian troops are shelling the flashpoint city of Hama for a second day as the government steps up its crackdown on the first day of Ramadan. We'll hear from a political activist within Hama in just a half an hour. And British bank HSBC is expected to announce 30,000 layoffs to its global workforce. Asian and European markets jumped, as you heard, on the news of a possible deal to raise the debt ceiling. Futures are way up. Gold is down. Dow will start at 12,143, the S&P at 1,292, and the Nasdaq at 2,362. We're going to look ahead to the latest monthly job numbers that will come out on this Friday and at the, take a look at the problems for the long-term unemployed, especially in getting re-employed. That's later this hour, but you can start this conversation by giving us your story. Are you among the long-term unemployed? Are you seeing job postings that say the unemployed need not apply? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. First, we'll give you all the details on this debt ceiling.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.